WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means our Greenwich Real Estate Report, joined in studio by Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, GAR 2019 President John McAtee. And good morning, John. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, Stacy, give us the latest numbers for October.
Yeah. So October 2019, we saw 40 single-family residential closings. That's compared to 37 for October 2018. The average days on market were 200 days. That's an increase from 156 in October 2018. And the median sale price increased to just over $1.8 million, or just under $1.9 million, depending on how you look at it, from what do we have it at before? It was $1,785, so a good increase there. In terms of condo and co-op sales, we saw 13 condo residential closings compared to October 2018 when there were 14, so pretty on trend. And the median sale price decreased to $569,000 from $872,000. You know, the fluctuations there are normal given the small sample size that we're working with. And the days on market for condos and co-ops was 140, which is an increase from 131. So again, nothing too crazy going on there.
All right, Stacey. And John, I mean, it looks like you said, nothing crazy going on, but you are incrementally making up for that deficit early in the year, right, John?
Well, that's true. I mean, as we start October, it's the beginning of the fourth quarter, and it was by and large a solid October. As Stacey said, overall through the market, we were up 8% for October closings. All areas except for Riverside were also up. Greenwich, Cos Cob, Old Greenwich were up for the month of October. And that puts us year to date with 446 closings, which is 10% off where we were last year. Cos Cob is still lagging with only 46 closings compared to 67 last year. And Old Greenwich is still outperforming with 82 closings. And that's up 17% from last year. Mm-hmm. Dollar volume is in line. October was, again, solid. There was slightly more than $80 million worth of transactions. This is all for single family versus $82 million in 18. So that was off just a little more than 2%. And year to date with slightly more than $1 billion in transactions versus a little bit less than $1.2 billion last year, we're off about 11%. Mm-hmm. And the thing that really stands out is the number of price reductions. We continue to see record numbers. There were 109 in October, but there have been over 1,000, close to 1,100 price reductions year to date, and that's almost twice as much as what we saw throughout last year.
What's your take on that, John? What does that mean?
I think what people are trying to do is we're trying to find a market. And, you know, with all the negative news out there, people definitely need to see value in the offering price. And I think everyone has their own journey in selling a property as to when they are ready, when they're heeding the response from the market. And we're seeing those adjustments. And that's been productive. And that's stabilized our second and third quarter and so far off to a decent fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing you guys wanted to mention was there's been a lot of negative news coming out of the backcountry with a faltering market there, but that may not necessarily be as bad as what's
Well, there've been some articles recently, and we all know how the press likes to sensationalize things. And I think there
especially
was
here in the news center.
Here in the news center, of course. And I think there was an article, and the heading was "Sales Still Slump for Backcountry Homes," and it was talking about looking for good news. Well, the numbers, if you parse out backcountry for October, were good. There were seven transactions, and again, a small sample, but seven transactions in October versus two in October of 2018. But that follows September, where we had eight transactions. Again, October of 18, there were only two. So when I look at those numbers, of the 18 that took place in all of Greenwich in October, 40% were in the backcountry. And equally as important is year-to-date, and there have been 49 closings year-to-date in the backcountry. And where we were last year was only 34. So that's up 44%. And in fact, year-to-date numbers of backcountry closings exceed year-end numbers for 18, 17, and 2016. So there's been some movement back there, and there's been some significant transactions. Been a couple over $10 million. There's been a $14.875 million transaction, one over 11, two over 8. And currently, there are six properties that are pending in the backcountry, and you know, we've even heard about some bidding wars back there. So,
so things are happening.
Yes.
So as you mentioned, John, we're into the fourth quarter. Stacy, that's traditionally I would think it would be a kind of a slow time of year. People with Thanksgiving, Christmas, et cetera. But it's a pretty strong time of year. The last quarter, right?
Yeah, the last quarter actually ends up being one of our stronger quarters historically speaking. And I think that's due to the fact that, you know, the end of the year is just kind of a natural deadline for people. And so getting to closing by the end of the year is probably a goal for a lot of people, and that may cause the uptick in closings at that point.
Yeah. Also, put a nice wreath on your house if you're selling it, right? It makes it look good, right?
Yeah, it's all about curb appeal right now.
It is. I'm big on curb appeal.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember there, near where I live, I was walking and saw this house was just beautifully put. I said, that's going to sell, and it did for a nice price. So that's key, right?
Yep.
So this time of year, we're not getting
for the holidays. There's still opportunities.
Well, that's true,
there.
Because it's not, you know, you get into January, it's more dreary after, you know, with the mud and the snow and everything, and now it's kind of people looking forward to things, right? I guess it's all perception, right?
All perception. And I think also there's a lag to consummating a deal and actually closing. So these deals, some of these are negotiated in the early fall and in late summer.
All right.
For year-end closings.
We shall see, and we'll see if the Tom Brady house, if he's going to be buying a house in town, right?
Wouldn't we all like them as neighbors?
All right. That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, John McAtee, 2019 President with the Greenwich Real Estate Report. And we'll check November coming up in December. Thanks for joining.
Thank you,
Tony. Look forward to it.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And we'll see you in December.
You.
Thank you. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:28. Traffic and weather together in 30 seconds.
Around the House with Steve Gladstone on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 is jam-packed.